All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in nearly 5 years as the head football coach of the USC Trojans, Clay Helton's record is 40-21, which includes a Pac-12 championship as well as a Rose Bowl win. But don't tell that to his critics. There are plenty of people that follow the men of Troy who have never warmed up to Helton. Last year, for an example, USC went 5-7, and there were those who wanted to see the men of Troy make a coaching change, but USC decided to stick with him. The Trojans finished this regular season with a record of 8-4, and there still is a chance for them to win the Pac-12 and get to the Rose Bowl, provided that Utah loses this weekend to Colorado, which would allow SC to win the Pac-12 South and get to the title game for the rematch with Oregon. Now, SC went 7-2 in Pac-12 play this year, and their two conference losses came to Washington and Oregon, while their out-of-conference losses came to BYU and Notre Dame. Now, USC, their biggest thing, they have not been able to keep the top high school talent from the state of California in the Golden State, and attendance has slightly dipped at the Coliseum. USC does have a new athletic director in Mike Bond. He has said publicly that he is going to work with Clay Helton, and whatever he needs to succeed, he is right there to support him. We'll have to wait and see. Now, what will happen, you say? At one point this year, USC was 3-3, and all signs pointed to the Trojans moving on from Clay Helton. The Trojans were able to rally and win 5 out of their last 6 contests. They beat crosstown rival UCLA yesterday at home. Of course, that left a bitter taste in a lot of people's mouths. Last year is the fact that USC lost to a struggling UCLA team. This time around, that was not the case. They were 4-0. In regards to their competition from the state of California, of course, their non-conference meeting to begin the year with Fresno State, they beat Cal, Stanford, and of course, UCLA. 2 tough conference losses. They got blown out at home a few weeks ago by Oregon, and a tough loss on the road to Washington. And Washington is down this year, but Seattle is never an easy place for a road opponent to go in there and get a victory. Had a tough overtime loss earlier in the year to BYU, and then a very controversial loss to Notre Dame earlier in the year. SC has dealt with a ton of injuries this year. They're on third string quarterback, but Keaton Slovis has really played better as the season has progressed, and the future is bright at the quarterback position for USC. I think what the folks in Los Angeles should do is exercise some patience, and I'm going to bring up the name Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney did not get off to a strong start as the head football choice. He was brought in. He was given a position on an interim basis when they fired Tommy Bowden. And, you know, look, the rest is history right now. Clay Helton, in his first full year as head coach of USC, he got them to the Rose Bowl. In his second full year as head coach of USC, they won the Pac-12. And, of course, that was with Sam Darnold as their quarterback. I think the biggest thing is, I know people are saying, well, USC has not been able to keep the recruits in state. Winning big games will do that, okay? And, I mean, USC does have some talent coming in next year. It's not a quote-unquote top recruiting class in the nation, per se. But it's a situation, just for the sake of argument, let's say Colorado pulls off the upset next week of Utah. Let's say USC is able to get into the Pac-12 title game and defeat Oregon in a rematch and get to the Rose Bowl. Okay, if SC wins that game, you're talking about they finish the season now with a record of 10-4. It looks a lot better, and you know things can change. But I think the people that follow the Trojans definitely need to practice and exercise some patience. It's going to come if they really get behind Clay Helton. And that's the biggest thing right now. They haven't fully gotten behind him. But there are a lot of programs around the country right now that would definitely take an 8-4 season, a 7-2 mark within conference. And that's what USC has right now. In my opinion, Clay Helton has done enough to be back as USC's head football coach in 2020, but obviously you and I don't make those decisions, but we'll have to wait and see. But unless it's going to be a home run hire who USC gets to replace Helton, I think he needs to be the guy leading this program going forward. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.